Srimad-Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 7th Chapter, the son of Drona Manishad, verse number 12. Parikshito Vata Raja Se
Parikshito Vata Raja Se
Parikshito Vata Raja Se
Parikshito Vata Raja Se
Jenma Karma Vinapana
Jenma Karma Vinapana
Jenma Karma Vinapana
Jenma Karma Vinapana
Samstancha Pandu Putrana is so kind to the fallen souls that he personally incarnates himself amongst the different kinds of living entities and takes part with them in daily activities. Any historical fact, old or new, which has a connection with the activities of the Lord is to be understood as the transcendental narration of the Lord. Without Krishna, all the supplementary literatures like Purana and Mahabharata are simply stories of historical facts. But with Krishna, they become transcendental, and when we hear of them, we at once become transcendentally related to the Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam is also a Purana, but the special significance of this Purana is that the activities of the Lord are central and not supplementary historical facts. Srimad Bhagavatam is just recommended by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the spotless Purana. There is a class of less intelligent devotees of the Bhagavata Purana who desire to relish at once the activities of the Lord narrated in the 10th canto without first understanding the primary cantos. They are under the false impression that the other cantos are not concerned with Krishna, and thus more foolishly than intelligently they take to the reading of the 10th cantos. These readers are specifically told herein that the other cantos of Bhagavatam are as important as 10th canto. No one should try to go into the matters of the 10th canto without having thoroughly understood the purport of the other 9 cantos. Krishna and his pure devotees are like the Pandavas. Krishna and his pure devotees, like the Pandavas, are on the same plane. Krishna is not without his devotees of all the rasas, and the pure devotees like the Pandavas are not without Krishna. The devotees and the Lord are interlinked and they cannot be separated. Therefore, talks about them are all Krishna Katha, or topics of the Parikshito Katha Rajeshe Jenma Karma Vilapana Samstham Cha Pandu Bhutrana Vakshe Krishna Kadove. Sutra Goswami thus addressed the rishi stated by Saurangha, "Now I shall begin the transcendental narration of the Lord Sri Krishna and the topics of the birth, activities and deliverance of King Parikshit, the sage amongst kings, as well as the topics of the renunciation of the worldly order by the Sansa. O Ajnana Timarandasya Jnanandana Shalakaya Chakshu Bhumiritamena Tasme Shri Guruve Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Ena Dutale Swayam Rupa Radamani Radatiswa Radatika Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shiva Sahati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama
Hare Hare Krishna. It's a heavy purport Srila Prabhupada is mentioning. So Srila Prabhupada here, he stresses that all the devotees, right, they should have enough maturity and purity, right, before entering into the 10th canto, or reading 10th canto. Because one should have the right spirit and knowledge and the mood, you can say, to enter into the 10th canto. And also, Srila Prabhupada is giving a lot of clues here, you know, lot of clues, right? He's saying in one of the statements, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning, Krishna and his pure devotees like the Pandavas are on the same plane. Right? Now, this brings to a thought to me that, you know, we celebrate the appearance and disappearance days of all the acharyas, previous acharyas. You know why? Because they are situated on the spiritual platform, a plane like Krishna, you know. There's no difference between them, you know. So if you want to pray to Krishna, right, that's fine, because Supreme Lord. But these acharyas are also on the same plane. Srila Prabhupada is mentioning. That is why Srila Prabhupada is also respected as Lord himself, you know, because of his knowledge and devotion. So Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that. That is why it is very, very important that we celebrate the appearance and disappearance day of all the acharyas, including the gurus also, because the fact that they are situated on the spiritual platform, like Krishna, there's no difference basically. You know? As long as they are in touch with Krishna, they are Krishna. And also, Srila Prabhupada always uses this analogy, you know, in many of his purport. He says, when you take an iron rod and keep into fire, right, what happens over a period of time, the iron rod acquires the same property as fire. Which means, when you take the iron rod, it will be as good as fire. So, similarly, if devotees, right, if we keep in touch with the transcendental activities or do the Lord's service, we will also have the same nature, or in other words, we become godly. There's no difference. Srila Prabhupada has mentioned. We have seen, right? We have seen, as practicing devotees, we have seen that. When we are in touch with the Lord's transcendental activities, we also, you know, feel, you know, very excited. Right? Because the Lord is reciprocating and we are at a higher plane. We don't come under the three modes of material nature. Right? We transcend that when we do service and when we hear us effectively. And also Krishna himself in chapter 4.9, he says, Janma Karma Chame Divyam. Right? The Lord is saying that his activities and his birth are transcendental, right? The Lord Himself is declaring. So, what's the point? You know, people have got great problems in understanding that Krishna is transcendental, is He Lord and all that. You know, that's a proof that Lord Himself is saying, right? If the billionaire of the earth, whoever maybe, if he says, I have got up to 800 million, billion, people believe him, isn't it? He's talking about his opulence. Yes, he declares in the age paper, I have got an opulence of 800 billion or something. Everyone says, yeah, believe. How do you know? He's saying himself, he's just an ordinary mortal body. He's going to die because blood is running in his body. He will not sustain for long. He may live for 70 years or 50 years, whatever, 80 years. But he's not going to live forever, But Lord is not like that. His body is Sachidananda Vigraha. Blood is not running in his body. He is a perfect supreme authority. There is no flaw in Krishna. So why not we stick on to this process? And, do the activities, right? Supreme authority is, there is no defect in Krishna whatsoever. So, Srila Prabhupada is again glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam, right? So, Srimad Bhagavatam itself is glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam, where in the early cantos, first canto, it's saying Srimad Bhagavatam is called as Galitam Phalam. Galitam means ripened fruit. See, of all the fruit, ripened fruit is very, very sweet, okay? So it is referred to as a ripened fruit of, ripened fruit of the Vedic tree. So there's a Vedic tree and the ripened fruit is Srimad Bhagavatam. So we should be very anxious to taste that fruit. One should be very anxious. That's what Srimad Bhagavatam is saying, because it's ripe and fruit. So in this regard, Srila Prabhupada writes, okay, anyone who sincerely resides and hears Srimad Bhagavatam, their answers to all the questions will be answered. If they've got any questions, it will be answered. Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that elsewhere. And also, in another purport, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that Srimad Bhagavatam is not just a religious text. It is a science of knowing Krishna. Why? Because science has got experiment and observations. Right? We are spirit souls, right? We can observe. Right? We can see things around us. Okay? We are not fools, So we see things around us and it's observation experiment. And based on that, we will become devotees and we are, we can progress also in this spiritual advancement. So, therefore I was thinking, how Gopa and Nanda, they're making great endeavor to go to universities and form Bhakti Yoga Club. They're doing, a lot of activities. Also, the couple of days back also, they went to Melbourne Uni and they started a Bhakti Yoga also, So, I was thinking in this regard that Srimad Bhagavatam can act as an advanced physics for all the universities because it is after talking about the first four cantos are talking about the creation. No physics can tell you, even though it's dwelling on the material platform, right? So Srimad Bhagavatam can be, so maybe, you people can forward that, Gopa being ex-student of Melbourne Uni, you have a good potential. Advanced physics, so everyone can learn Srimad Bhagavatam, at least first two cantos, or three cantos, And then they will get a taste for it.
Why not
all the 12 is they can just slowly, Srila Prabhupada says, immediately they'll say, oh, Radha and Krishna, so let's jump into the 10th canto. So that's always, so first we should understand Krishna as a creator of the whole universe, cosmos, and then one will definitely, know that he's a Lord, and then after knowing the Lord, then you behave yourself. Right? Okay, there is a verse, so there is a very good verse, I happen to see in the I did not see, basically, it's again Srila Prabhupada, reference in Atta Upanishad, about the Lord and the living entities. It's a very good verse. It goes by this, Nityo Nityanam, Chetanas Chetananam, Yeko Bhagunam Yo Vidati Kama. It says, there is a one supreme, eternal, living amongst all living entities. Right? We are all living entities, right? Of course, we have got a covering of the body, right? With the gross and the subtle coverings. But if you remove that nicely, then we are all spirit souls. Difficult to remove. So we are all spirit souls, okay? So it is saying, there is one supreme eternal. And there amongst the all living eternals or living entities. Now, this person, the supreme eternal, is a living person. And the living being, we are also a living person, right? We are not stone, we have got feelings, right? We are also a living person. Now, it also says, the Katha Upanishad, that the living person is supreme. Right? And the living person is a spiritual person. And we are also spiritual, right? We are also spiritual. So, the living person, the supreme person is living. We are also living. The supreme person is eternal. We are also eternal. So, what is the difference? So, we are Krishna, right? In one sense. There's no difference between me and Krishna. Or us and Krishna, isn't it? But if you think like that is Mayavadi philosophy. That is why the Katha Upanishad is very clearly saying, a difference is a big difference. It is not a small one. It's a big difference. It says, this supreme person is providing the necessities of all the other living entities. Eko Bhaguna, all the living entities, Vidhati Kama. He is providing the desires, Kama means desires, right? Desires are the necessities of all the other living entities, and not only that, he is maintaining them. Who can do that? See, I am struggling to maintain my family. I should be telling you. See, it's a fact, okay? All the married Prabhus and Matajis, some realization, right? Some realization you should have, or people are going to get married also, you should be trying, try to get this realization. It is not easy to maintain, especially, you know, people, Nachetan is laughing, they should be maintaining. It's not easy at all, I'm telling you that. I am not No, you are seeing the laughing, but one will help. That is why all these brahmacharis are so fortunate. Very fortunate. It's not easy. So why I'm saying is, just imagine this point, okay? Let's all imagine this point. One family. We are struggling. Lord, Supreme Lord, just by His energy. Just by His energy. Lord does not have to do, you know. See, if I want to eat, you know, I have to go and ask the people, is prasadam ready? Is it offered? Take the plate, go upstairs, please give it for me, the plate it has to come, take it and put it into my mouth. So much endeavor, but just eat it. That too, everything is done by the devotees. I'm not doing anything, right? But Lord, just by sleeping, you know, just even playing with His covered boys, His energy is taking care of everything. Is maintaining the whole, what is that? Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo. Right? All the material and spiritual planets is not saying about houses or units. Planets, you know, I can't even comprehend a planet, I'm telling you. Because when you're living, you know, maybe Melbourne itself I cannot comprehend, because when I go to the other suburb, see, I live in southeastern suburb. When I go to the northern suburb, say, oh, northern suburb, what is this? Do people live here? What is it, a good suburb? I live in the southeastern suburb, maybe, you know. And like that, you know, it extends further. This is one city, and so many cities, Australia, you know, continents, universe, planets, Lord is maintaining without anything, you know. So, are we God? Are we God? No, we are tiny, insignificant soul. That's our position. Tiny, insignificant, okay? We should not be thinking that we are servants, significant or no. Because there are many servants. All are servants of the Lord. I am also, and you are also, one of the tiny, insignificant servants of the Lord. So that is our position. That is why we have to humbly, you know, surrender to the Lord. That's what the Lord is demanding, basically. If you understand Krishna, you will know that, yes, Lord is demanding only surrender. He's not asking surrender. Which is good for us. Because when the employer, you know, employer, when he demands, you know, you are staying till 6 o'clock, you are finishing the project. Okay. That is because it's fine, it's not demanding. But when Krishna says, oh, it's demanding. Supreme Lord can do anything. Okay. That is what he is saying, right? It's a very good verse, I thought, okay, you tell that. Now, on the contrary, when we are talking about spiritual life, on the contrary, a pure devotee of the Lord, Prahlad Maharaj, what is he talking about? The materialistic life. Right? See, devotees, they know everything, okay? If you know Krishna, you know everything. Right? But if you know Krishna, not that, you know Krishna, yes, I know Radha Pallava, I know everything. No, if you know Krishna in truth, Lord will give you the understanding, you will know everything, right? That's why Prahlad Maharaj is a very pure devotee of the Lord. He is 24 hours, as Prabhupada says, right? 24 hours one should meditate on the Lord. Sri Prahlad Maharaj is an example. So Prahlad Maharaj knows, you know, he was just a 5-year-old boy. But he knows everything. He is talking about materialistic life. How can any 5-year children, can they talk about the materialistic life? Yeah. Prahlad Maharaj is talking. He is saying, Puna Puna Sarvita Charvinana. Materialistic life is like chewing the chew. Again and again, you know, same thing. They make one brand of coffee, for example, they take today. Tomorrow also they want the same brand. Day after tomorrow, goes on. What is the same brand? No variety. And they say there's full of variety. Spiritual is full of variety. The Lord has so much of variety they have got. Right? And today Gurujana Maharaj is Vyasa Puja. So much variety will be there. Isn't it? So much variety, no? And what is that legal? So once, you know, Devamrita Maharaj was mentioning, you know, because you know, he went to Bombay, you know, IIT University, right? And then some of the person missed on the ice cream, I think, and very famous, you know, he was saying. And then when he said, you know, then I said, Maharaj, we came. And Maharaj said, did you take the ice cream? And they prepared him. This devotee said, no, I did not take. He did not say, you didn't take. Maharaj said, you did take. Then those people very morose, no, Maharaj, we did not take. You missed something, he said. So this is opulence, you know, such a beautiful prasadam. You know. Yeah? Anyway, I became a devotee because of prasadam, that's it, nothing else. Okay, so he says that, right? And immediately, Srila Prahlad Maharaj, you know, in the next verse, he is saying, Swartha Gati Hi Vishnu. The next verse, he says, or having said all that, he said, the Swartha Gati, the ultimate goal of one's life is Lord Vishnu or Krishna. Why? Because Krishna is the source of all Vishnus. He is talking about one Vishnu. Our Krishna is the source of all Vishnus. Right? So Krishna is the source of all Vishnu. Hence, Swartha Gati Hi Vishnu. Krishna. Right? Moreover, in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sutta Goswami, in reply to the sages of Naimasharanya, he is saying this very famous sloka, Savai Pungsom Paro Dharma Yato Bhakti Ajoksase, which means that the supreme occupation of all humanity doesn't matter. Man, women, everyone, children, you know, everyone, the supreme occupation of all humanity is to attain to the loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the supreme occupation. Paro Dharma. Right? Having said that for the humanity, what is the supreme occupation for all the, you know, lower species? Ants, you know, insects, birds, you know, all these things. What is the supreme occupation? There's no occupation, right? There's basically no occupation. Now, let us go through a small story, you know, and then we will see through the story. Let us see, you know, whether we infer some point. You know, this is basically a practical story I used to give, you know, whatever. The other day, I was drying clothes in my backyard. Because sometimes my wife takes me out and putting into the washing machine. He said, you can dry. You're free, you can dry. I said, okay, that's fine. So, I was drying the clothes in the backyard. Okay, now our backyard has got the, we have got the brick pavement, you know, because there's so much grass growing, you know. We paved some bricks, you know, brick pavements are there, which means there is a gap between the bricks. Okay, now as I was drying, you know, I was curious, I sometimes go and see everything. As I was seeing, I could see armies of ants armies, okay. We say that ants are most insignificant creatures, right, insignificant living entity, okay. Now armies of ants. So when I say that, I mean about hundreds, thousands, okay, up there. They are walking across. I was observing, what are they doing? What are you up to? Okay? Right? So I was observing them. Now these ants, what they are doing is, they made this hole, okay? They help them hole, and they are going inside, and they are taking nice fine particles of sand from inside and bringing it outside. Okay? Now these particles of sand, they are half the size of the ant, which means, if I am 80 kg, right? I'm just saying, I was thinking, you know, that means I'm supposed to carry 40 kgs, two rice bags. 120 kg here, 100. Oh, I cannot do that. Okay? They're taking very nicely, they're taking the granite and putting it up, you know. So perhaps I was wondering, what is this? Little bit further, you know, there's some few inches that side. There's another group, you know, they're digging their side. Then I said, okay, perhaps they're using a, you're making a city group? They're making a city group. Like going this side. They're having some fun, you know. No, that's true. Then there is one more city loop going. We have got only one city loop. They are making 10 city loops. City? What is this? And we call them insignificant entities, right? We'll say in a Bhagavatam class, we'll say from and to Brahma. Brahma is the most elevated personalities, right? Now, is significant and. Now, they are making city group. We are going there, right? We did not make that. They are there themselves doing. It's the intelligence, okay? And then, it is almost like a cellar, you know, they're going and doing, coming, you know. So, I was thinking, we also got a cellar in our temple. Where is that? Perhaps cook will know. How many cooks are there? Not many. That is why you should always come to the kitchen and help. then you know when things are exactly. A devotee of Krishna knows everything. Now, we also got a cellar. Nandamandir Prabhu, our temple administrator, he will know. Because what happened once, someone else, when I was cooking the Sunday feast, someone else locked the cellar and go. Because what is cellar? Anyone seen that? No? Put your hands up. Krishna means knowledge. Not ignorance. No one knows. I think after this class I'll have a tour, okay? We have a cellar, okay? Now the cellar we have to go down. Once I was cooking the Sunday feast, there's no ghee. Adrian Prabhu was very nicely locked and gone. So I said, this is very key. I won't eat, you know. And then you know, I said, come on, this is too much. I'm going to take up, you know. And then I don't want to disturb Anirudha Prabhu. Just a small thing. Then I said, come on, Nandamandir, why he is there? He has to be disturbed. You know? So I said, call him, come on, bring it. You know? He said, okay, Prabhu, I'll get it. So he got the cellar. Now, he was there. You know? Of course, did he help me out? I don't know. Normally, Nandamandir, you know, he's an administrator. So he gives everything and he runs the it's a general thing, but I don't know whether he said. So we and Nandamandir, I don't know, you know, he was there. He went inside. He said, okay. Many times I also went. So we went inside the cellar. It is almost, you know, this height, Prabhu, about 7, say if I am about 5 and a half feet or something. It is about 7, 8 feet? 10 feet, okay, approximately. So 10 feet, okay? You inside your body. It's very dark. The moment you go inside, yes, then I was thinking, oh, the sun is very, very helpful. It is giving light. Otherwise, how do we recognize that there's a sun? Yeah? No, really I'm saying it's dark inside. We went inside and we bought, you know, I think we bought a couple of buckets. Now each one is 10 kg and we struggled. Of course, he's a young guy, he's okay. He got it. So we took 10 kg and he brought it. I have done this before also. So this time I was careful to ask him to go and take it. So we take. So we were struggling to take 10 kg of ghee package and all the important provisions are there. But there is no gold there, I checked out. Because in Padmanabha Swami temple, they got some gold in it. So once I thought, maybe there may be gold for Radha Pallava. It's not yet. It may come. So it was not there, right? So we clipped it. So difficult, okay? So that ants are doing very actively, okay? They are doing very actively and they are not getting paid. First, they are working very, very hard, manual labor, okay? Manual labor, they are not paid, but they are effectively doing it. And do you know how long the ants live for? Ants live for 90 days, 3 months. They are so active, very, very active. And they are doing this. So I thought, okay, I've learned a lesson today. In any form, Krishna can teach you lessons, okay? Now I thought, at least from today, let me be a little bit an active devotee. Because I am a sleeping devotee, okay? Let me become a little bit active. So this is a lesson for me, right? So I thought this, okay, that's why Krishna is teaching me something. You know? So, and the other interesting thing also I was thinking, you know, these ants, right, they do not have any bones, okay? The ants have only exoskeleton. Okay? Outside. Now, say for example, if an ant falls here at this height, about 4 feet, 5 feet, they don't break their hands and legs. But what happens if you fall from a chair? Finish. For 4 months, no chanting, no Srimad Bhagavatam. This is a very good excuse for us. Right? And hence, it's very easy for us to fall down. So, this spiritual fall down is very serious than the material fall down. So, one has to be careful, right? So, in other words, we can say that the material world is a very, very dangerous place. So, there is also a sloka which is saying in Srimad Bhagavatam, Padam Padam Yat Vipadam. Every step there is a danger. Okay? Now, to give you an example, you know, I'll just give you an example. What happened was, this is a year back, when one of my friends, you know, one of the congregation friends, he went to India. He came back. He said, oh, I've got a very bad news. I still can't get over that. I said, what is that? He said, one of his family members, of course, it relative, you know, a small guy, a young fellow, he's about 22 or something, he's a great IT fellow. Okay? Now, he's so intelligent, clever, that the company said, you know, that you are too much for us, we cannot pay you. Okay, have you heard of the situation like this? Maybe we can say like Jagannath Ram Prabhu, you know, but he's having a job. But this fellow, they said no. Really, you know, it is true, you know. If you want, you can believe me. But there are also references I can give you. You can talk to them later. They said, really, sorry, because actually the CEO got scared. Because one time he will take over me, you know. So he said, sorry. They gave some excuses and go. But this brilliant chap, of course, he's a metalist. He's not a devotee, basically. But the story goes like that, okay? So what he did, he started a computer, a software company of his own. Immediately picked up. Because of the brilliance, you know. He picked up a software company, I think in Chennai, I think, okay? And he was running that, okay? Beautiful, everything he got, young, smart, brilliant, money, famous, okay? Everything he got. Let us see about his lifestyle, right? You will not get everything in the material world. Because it is padam padam, yet padam. Every subject is nature, okay? Now, this person has got many friends, obviously, you know. When you have money, you have many friends. When you don't have money, no friends. Okay? That's the thing, that's a joke. So, this person went for his friend's marriage ceremony. They said, come on, you know. So, he's very proud. Everyone is, please, if you don't come, we'll not go. Please come, you know. So, you know, he can afford anything, but he picked up his scooter, right? Two-wheeler. He went. But it was a little bit outskirt. Okay? So, they went for the marriage party and all that. It was late night. I don't know what they did. The information I got was late night. But I would guess that they would have taken some drinks or something, whatever it may be. But anyway, out of the context, okay? Now he went, it was a little bit late, you know. So he rang up his parents, and the parents said, please, don't come now. Okay? Take your time. You come tomorrow, that's okay. He said, okay, daddy, I'll do that. He's a nice fellow also, pious person. He listened. But his friends, come on, you're a kid. You're listening to your parents? Come on, man. Like this, you know. They, you know, introduced him and they induced him and all that. Then he said he was restless and all that, you know. This is why kids, you know, the association, you have to be mindful of that. So they said, come on, you know, we will drop you. He said, come on, guys, I know. Let us go, you know. Let's have fun. Fun, okay? Fun in the night, okay? So they started going nicely, you know. They're raising the night. It was almost 10, 11 o'clock, you know, the night. About, the house is about maybe 35, 40 kilometers, right? Madras, Chennai, you know, that, you know, every place is very far away. So they went there. On the way, what happened? There was a collision. Okay? But fortunately for him, he did not fall on the road. He fell on the side. But unfortunately for him, he fell on the stone. It was bleeding. But fortunately for him, his friends were there. They took him to the hospital. Unfortunately, you know, it is something about the head. But fortunately, no, this is what happened. Fortunately for him, there was a brain specialist at that time. The friend said this. Clever. See how it works, okay? Then they said, okay, we all fixed problem. Anyway, it happens, you know, the brain fellow immediately, you know, he did a surgery and all that. Somehow, you know, it was okay. He came and, you know, it's all fine. The doctor said, this is one of the complicated, but thumbs up, I did it, you know. And then 2 hours later, they all went, you know, he did. Then they said, what is this you said, you know? Yes, I did my surgery, but what can I do? I did my job. He is gone. Because I don't know, there was some internal bleeding which he unnoticed. The external one he see, but internal bleeding or something was there, which is unnoticed, and he's gone. He's dead. His lifespan is over. He has to go to the next body. As Prabhupada says, he always makes it, you know. As Krishna points out in chapter 2, the body is changing. See, childhood, he's going to take a body of a youth. A youth is going to take a body of an adolescent. Adolescent is going to take a body of an old age. Old age is going to take, basically die. And so what happens? The soul is active. So it takes another body. So Prabhupada is saying, what is the difficulty in understanding this? Is there any difficulty? Body is constantly changing. Is there any difficulty Prabhupada understands? How clean a definition Srila Prabhupada is giving? There is no difficulty in understanding. Body is constantly changing. So you are taking a body, you know. And the final change is death. So you take another body. So, in this case, he has finished. And no Krishna consciousness also whatsoever. So So what will happen to him? We don't know. I don't know. Next verse. If he is fortunate, if he has done some devotion service, Swalpam Abhyase Dharmasya, then if lucky enough, he may get the human form of life. Otherwise, no. Lower species. It is a mode of passion and ignorance. Lower species. Okay. Finally, you know. So, this place is birth, death, old age, disease. We cannot tell you. One has to suffer this. Okay. Finally, to conclude, we will just conclude with a story. It's also getting up now, late now. So, we'll conclude with a story, okay? Normally, I do that, conclude the story, to make it a little bit interesting. Because whatever I said, you know, just I can cover it up with a story. Some people you know, go with a good thought. Now, this story is from Mahabharata. Okay. Now, our story scenario starts with Bhima standing outside the Maharaj Yudhishthira's room, okay, king room, okay. Bhima is standing outside, Maharaj Yudhishthira is inside the room, okay. Now, it was that time of the day when people call and see the king. If they got any problem, grievances, they will come and see the king, and the king will deal with them accordingly, give solutions. At the time, okay? Now this was the scenario. Bhima is waiting outside the room and waiting for someone. If anyone comes, fine, I'll send it to the Maharaj Yudhishthira. So that is the scenario. Now what happened? We saw one man running. He said, I got a problem. You know? He said, hang on, what's the problem? You know, I want to see Maharaj Yudhishthira. I got a problem, you know. He said, okay, tell it to me. I'm his brother, I can do it. No, I want to see Maharaj. I said, tell it to me, I can solve the problem. He said, okay, I'll tell you the problem. See, I have a vegetable garden. I started growing vegetables. And then, because it's nice vegetable, I want to protect it. Okay? So I built a fence around that. A wall, nice wall. Then, after some time, the wall is coming closer and eating all the vegetables. The wall is moving. I don't know what to do. This is Maharaj. He said, wall is moving. Okay, go to this Maharaj. I cannot handle this. Too much work. Then another man came coming. He's running. He said, I have got a problem. What's your problem? He said, I've got a bucket of water. I started filling into five different cups. Then later, for some reason, I wanted to take that cup and put back into the bucket again. When I put back, water is less. Really, it is very less. I could notice that. Again, I put back into all the cups. Took some water. It is okay. Again, when I put back the cups back into the bucket, water is short. I don't know, I'm confused. What should I do? Yudhishthira Maharaj, I cannot handle this. Then the third person came running. Oh, big problem. Have you heard of my problem? This is a too much problem. You know, as like most of us say, you know, we might have a small problem. We'll say, oh, this is the biggest problem, I'm suffering, you know. So this fellow said, oh, I cannot handle this, too much for me. Bhima said, what is your problem? He became soft. Okay. He said, I have an elephant. Me and my elephant, we are walking one day, and there was a wall in front of us. There is a small hole. Somehow, me and my elephant, we went through the hole, but the elephant tail got stuck in the hole. Oh no. Really got annoyed. Why is this happening to this? You know, why it is happening? Bhima said, this is too much. You go, this is the Maharaj. Go. I said, he got again. You go to this. And finally, one more last person. This is the last person. Fourth person, he came near my house. There is a big mountain, okay? It's got stones, rocks, boulders, big boulders, okay? It's there, big mountain, and there's no vegetation. Because it's a mountain, there's no vegetation, nothing is growing. But I noticed there is a small branch coming out, okay? So what I did, I pulled the branch. Immediately the mountain collapsed. And there's no mountain, nothing. I got scared. I came away. What should I do? Yudhishthira Maharaj. Bhima said, this is too much. Is this problem? Also there is problem. Oh, I don't know what the problems of Kali Yuga are going to face. So he was waiting outside sometime. He waited. Okay, I will get the answer. Yudhishthira, my brother is very clever, you know. He's a king, you know. The king installed by Krishna. So he's not an ordinary king, you know. He's a brilliant king. He will solve it. He waited for him, half an hour, 1 hour, like that, as we do. And no, he did not come. No one came, you know. He got anxious. What is this? So he said, I am going to find out myself what's happening, you know. He went to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Come on, tell me the answer. He said, what answer? The four people, they came, you know, asked you. He was a bit upset, you know, because he could not answer himself. The four people, they came, you know, asked you, what is the answer, you know? What four people? What is this? What are you talking? I'm just sitting here all by myself, you know. I'm waiting for people to come and ask me questions. I am also frustrated. No one is coming and asking me questions. Right? Please ask some questions. What is that? He said, come on, don't joke. You know, there are four persons, you know. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj said, come on, can you please explain? I could not understand. He said, yes. You know, the four people came. He said, yeah, go on further and tell me, explain. Explain to me clearly. He said, you know, the first person, he said, vegetable is growing, he built a wall, the wall is eating. Yudhishthira Maharaj said, okay. And the second person said that, I've got a bucket, he filled back into the container, and then back into the bucket, the water is short. Okay. Go on. He said, and the third person, you know, he went walking, you know, on the wall, there's a hole, he went, an elephant went there, elephant's tail got stuck. Okay. Yudhishthira Maharaj understood. And the fourth one, what's the fourth one, he said. And the fourth one, there's a big mountain, there's a branch of twig was there. He pulled the twig and everything collapsed. Ah, that is very good. Bhima got right. What are you talking? Why are you doing? Try to tell me what you're doing. Ah, the fourth one is good, he said. Bhima could not understand. So Yudhishthira Maharaj said, yes, this is the nature of Kali Yuga. Because I thought this example is very good for Kali Yuga. No? He said, yes, 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 this is Kali Yuga. He said. Then Bhima said, what do you say? This is Dwapara Yuga. We are not in Kali Yuga, we are Dwapara Yuga. He said, yes, this is Dwapara Yuga, but I am thinking of Kali Yuga. What will happen in Kali Yuga? Now again, Bhima said, please don't give me, you know, I am very, very curious. Please tell me what's the answer. He said, yes, I will tell you. He said, the first one, vegetable and the garden. He said, in Kali Yuga, people will be, you know, working hard and doing earnings, but the government will come and encroach them for taxes and all that. They'll basically, you know, harass the people, take the tax from them. So it is like that. The world is coming and eating. You may think it will not happen. It will happen in Kali Yuga. Yudhishthira Maharaj said, Bhima, okay, okay. Then, what is the second thing? Second thing he said, the bucket of water into the different cups and bags, there's always shortage, right? That is the nature of Kali Yuga children. The parents keep on giving to the children will never reciprocate. They always find something. It will be always short. The parent expects, I want the child to be like this, the child will be like this. The parent expects the child to be like this, the parent and child will be like this. It will never be. This is like 2 inches too short. Krishna said, this is exactly what they have done. Really? But now we are all listening to you. That is on Kali Yuga, this Dwapara Yuga, he said. Okay, what's the third one? Third one, he said, you know the wall, hole and all that elephant pit, he said, in Kali Yuga, the big ministers and all that, you know, they do lot of cheatings. Okay? They don't be caught. A small innocent person, he does a very small mistake, he will try to steal 10 rupees or $10, he will be caught, published. The NAB staff has taken $10 without the permission of the boss. Now he will be in prison for 6 months. Minister is taking millions, they will be caught. So the elephant is okay, the tail will be caught. And finally, Yudhishthira Maharaj said, this is a very good. What is the good? He said, there is a mountain of faults. Just by simply chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, all the ocean or the mountain of faults will be removed and love of God will be established. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. So it's time up. I stop here. Any correction or comments? Okay, thank you very much. Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaura Premanam ki. Very good.